In Jamaica House Weekly, Prime Minister gives directives to alleviate traffic congestion in the corporate area, endorses Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, and groundbroken for Money Musk Glades in Clarendon. These stories and more today with me, Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness met with senior management of the National Works Agency, NWA, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and a China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC, on Wednesday to discuss solutions to the current traffic challenges being caused by major roadworks in the corporate area. Arising out of the meeting, the NWA has been instructed to give specific designated routes for the public, especially for alternate routes to 3 Mile, Hagley Park, and Constant Spring. The police have also been instructed to maintain a strong presence along the designated routes. Daily peak hour briefings are to be expected in the media based on another directive from Prime Minister Holness. Mr. Holness says the government is also actively looking at other alternatives regarding traffic flow around the 3 Mile area, especially as it relates to operators of large trucks and articulated vehicles. In the meantime, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says additional steps are being contemplated to alleviate the traffic issues.
What has been suggested is a multi-agency situation room which will comprise of the NWA, Jamaica Constabulary Force, the contractor, the GIS, and several others, including the media, that can have access to give real-time information. So in the mornings, you can be advised as to the best routes and the worst routes. And also that people can call in and give underground responses as to what's happening.
He was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday. He says other solutions being contemplated include using drones to acquire real-time information and staggering school and business hours. Minister Daryl Vaz also appealed for patience, noting that the infrastructure works underway in the corporate area and St. Catherine had to be carried out simultaneously due to terms in the loan agreement for the projects being funded by China Exim Bank.
I ask for your patience, I ask for your sensitivity, and to reiterate that this was not a policy decision, was not by choice. We have a timeline in which to complete it. If not, the loan will be withdrawn, and what we'll have is unfinished infrastructure, which we cannot afford. So let me just make it categorically clear that we have been forced to do what we are doing, and what we want to do it in as seamlessly a manner as we can.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says development of the proposed Global Center for Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management in Jamaica is imperative in light of the sector's vulnerability to man-made and natural disasters and other exogenous shocks.
The ultimate goal of the Resilience and Crisis Management Center will be to assist destination preparedness, management, and recovery from disruptions and/or crises that threaten economies and livelihoods globally with real-time data and effective communication.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the inaugural Tourism Resilience Summit of the Americas at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters in Mona, St. Andrew on Thursday. And a minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Carl Samuda, broke ground last week for the construction of 84 serviced lots in Money Musk Glades in Jacksonville, Clarendon. The units are being developed by the National Housing Trust, NHT, in partnership with SCJ Holdings Limited. Under the joint venture, SCJ Holdings will set aside 50 of the 84 lots for sugar workers, while the remaining 34 are to be sold by the NHT on the open market.
With 20-odd thousand hectares of land that is not now being used. Make no mistake about it, the National Housing Trust will be looking at some of those lands where to be engaged in agriculture is too challenging. We must use those lands to build houses for our people and to move people from depressed communities into those areas so that they too can enjoy the sweets of this great country of ours.
Minister Carl Samuda. Yeah, yeah. That's it for this week's program. Join us next Sunday for more news stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.